Indeed, it is also beyond philosophy, beyond speculative theology. It resumes, transcends, and fulfills them all. And yet, at the same time, it seems in a certain way to, top, supersede, and to deny them all. Contemplation is always beyond our own knowledge. And this is key, the way he says this. Contemplation is beyond our own knowledge. And then he goes on, contemplation is also the response of a call from him who has no voice, and yet who speaks in everything that is, and who, most of all, speaks in the depths of our own being. Contemplation is more than a consideration of abstract truths about God, more even that effective meditation on the things we believe. It is awakening, it is enlightenment, and the amazing intuitive grasp by which love gains certitude of God's creative and dynamic intervention into our lives. And so, briefly, if you just ponder those words of Merton, this is what you'll find in the cloud of unknowing. And really, where the cloud brings you